Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halachos Ches and Tes. And in the previous shiur, we presented a slew of kashas on the Rambam. And now we will continue. Again, this is based on Torah of Mori v'Rabbi, Yagoyin HaGodol, V'Ritzak Manzitzal. The Rambam writes in Halachot Tes, that Malchay Yisrael, their Malchus, is going to stop. And the Ravid said, how can the Rambam say that? He himself says in Halacha Zayin that there is Yerusha b'chol svarois. There's always Yerusha in every position of power. Lav dafka b'malchus. So Mela, why do you say Malchay Yisrael to Pasek Malchusam? V'yoyser yesh lahakshois. We can add even more from what the Rambam writes in Halacha Ches, that Mimalche Yisrael, Harei Ze Melech, V'yemibonav Melech, he's the king, his son's the king. So you see that there's a Yerusha, we have an Halacha Zayin, we have an Halacha Ches. So how can the Rambam say that Mimalche Yisrael Tepasek Malchusam? So the Kesef Mishnah answers that earlier on, the Rambam is talking about Yerusha, שיש בכל מינויים, אבל כאן אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מעמיד מלכי בייס דוד לעולם, אבל מלך משאר ישראל לא קורס לבריס, שיעמידנו לעולם. So, the Kesef Mishnah wants to answer that earlier on, we're talking about all other minuyim, all other appointments that have Yerusha. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that But here the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamid Malchei Beis David the Olam, but Melech Yisrael, Melech Mishar Yisrael, there is no bris Shiyamidenu LaOlam. Yes, there is Srara. Srara does pass down the Yerusha, but the Rambam is telling us here in this halacha that despite that, there is no special covenant with Malchei Yisrael, that their Malchus will last. The Evan Ezor, this Zalman, writes that this answer of the Kesef Mishnah is not sufficient, because the Kash of the Ravid was that the Malchus should be acquired by Malchei Yisrael la'olam, because of Yerusha, because of inheritance, and therefore they don't need a bris. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, they don't have a bris. That's what I'm saying. Why should they need a bris? It's Yerusha. So why isn't it la'olam? Ayin sham in the Evin HaEzel. We also have to understand that lehedya b'pasuk shehedya v'arambam be'alocha ches, ובניסי לך בייס, כאשר בניסי לדוד עבדי, so you see in that pasuk, שהוא כדוד, שהוא לעולם, that it seems to be forever, like David. So how can the Rambam then say that no, it's not לעולם. In fact, the Radbaz explains that the Hasagas HaRaivid is from this pasuk. Ubanisi l'chabayis kasher ubanisi l'dabar avzi. So how did the Rambam say it's not le'olam? It's in the pasuk, it's le'olam. So, ayin sham in the Radbaz, that he writes that according to the Raivid, that it says in this pasuk, achloi kol hayomim, I'm going to afflict David, but not for all the days. In other words, in lo yelchu b'toiras Hashem, that if Malchei Yisrael don't go b'toiras Hashem, then they're going to lose it. Whereas when it comes to Beis David, even in such an instance, they get the melucha al shevet echad, even if they're not going b'toiras Hashem. Hashemkin b'malchei Yisrael, they're going to lose the malchus completely if they're not going b'toiras Hashem. That's the Das HaRaivit. the Das HaRaivid, the difference is that if they're not, the king isn't going into Eras Hashem, if he's a Melech of Beis David, remains Melech over Shevet Yehuda. And if he's a Melech over Yisrael, he loses the whole thing. Masha Enkin, the Das HaRambam, Achloi Kol HaYomim, is Memayet, even if they are Tzadikim, meaning that even if the Malchei Yisrael are Tzadikim, their Malchus is not going to be forever. Whereas according to the Ravid, their Malchus can be forever as long as they behave themselves. But still, we are not satisfied, because the Pasuk says that if they do guard the mitzvahs, they are going to be like David. And that's mashma le'olam. In other words, it's going to be forever if they keep the mitzvahs. And that's the kash of the Ravid. The Ravid's bothered by the Rambam. Hey, you say that Malchus Yisrael is not le'olam. The Pasuk says that it is le'olam as long as they behave themselves. So how is the Rambam going to explain this Pasuk? Because the Das HaRambam, even if they're Shoymer, it's not going to be le'olam. Even if the Malchei Yisrael behave themselves, it's not going to be forever and they're going to lose their kingship. And that isn't like David. The Pasuk says they're going to be like David. But they're not like David, because according to the Rambam, they're going to lose it, and David doesn't lose it. So that's what we have to deal with. And now we are going to begin the Mahalach to start resolving these issues. So the previous shiur was about 29 minutes, and here's 7 minutes, so we have over 35 minutes of questions. Wow, it's a lot of kashas. So it appears follows. It's exciting, because then you start thinking and understanding much, much more. Baruch Hashem. So that the Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Ches, V'amr lo achya ulevno etein shevet echod, v'man hayos nir l'dovid avdi kol hayomim b'Yerushalayim. So Achia Shiloni said that he's going to give his son one shevet in order that David's kingship, sovereignty, lasts in Yerushalayim and it's not totally taken away. Yes, the kingship is going to be split up, but we need David's seed to remain in power. So we have to understand Mazem Makol, how is this a source for what the Rambam says earlier, that it's Shayach to have Malchus, the Malchei Yisrael? And on that the Rambam brings the Pasuk of Im Shamoa Tishma, it's called Asher Atzaveka. If you listen to all that I command you, this is Achia Shiloni talking to Yerovam. If you listen, David. And then another pasuk, David David. So the Rambam is trying to bring a makor that there is Malchus for Malchei Yisrael. But this is not this pasuk of Ulevno Etein is not a makor for the possibility of Malchus of Malchei Yisrael, but rather it is a negation of their Malchus. Right, the Rambam is saying that it's not going to be over Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is still going to be ruled by David's seed. So the Rambam is saying David v'ipucho, the Rambam Chayra is bringing a makor that v'haya oyser ha-melech holich navi shemin melech mishar shiftei Yisrael v'haya oyser ha-melech holich b'derech ha-toyra mitvinuch ha-mechamos Hashem. He's a melech v'chol mitzis ha-malchus no'agos ba. Even though the Yirgur Malchus is for David, but still, he's still Melech, and his kids are going to be Melech. Because look at Achia Shaloni. So what's the Rambam here bringing a Pasuk to negate their Malchus, when the Rambam is trying to bolster the Malchus? Rambam is trying to show they do have Malchus. Rambam arei lo medaber kan lishlol Malchutam. The Rambam is trying to be Mekayim their Malchus. So what's the Rambam bringing this Pasuk? But David and his son. As Nehral Va'er, Pima Shekatab Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, the Mitzvot say Kuf Ayin Gimel. Omer Rambam, Hushet Sivanu, Lemanot Aleinu Melech, Yikabetz kol umatenu v'yanhigenu. We are commanded to appoint a king who will gather in our nation, all of our nation, and will lead us. So the Rambam here is saying that the mahus of a melech is to be mekabetz, to be me'ached kol umasenu, our entire nation. And if he is not a melech al kol Yisrael, the flip side would be that it's not shayich or metzius of yekabetz called umosenu. Only if he's melech, his job is to gather in, to unite all of the Jewish people. For this reason, Tosis writes in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Omid Beis, that we mentioned in the previous shir, that there's no parshas ha-melech unless he's a melech over kol Yisrael v'Yehuda. Because otherwise there's no metzius of malchus, which is b'yekabetz kol umasenu. So the very special dinim of parshas ha-melech, that the melech has special rights, that is only if he is a melech over kol Yisrael, and he is mekabetz kol umasenu. So on this, the Radbaz was mechadesh. And as we saw midivrei Rosh Saran in the previous year, but nevertheless, there's an additional din malchus, that yes, this is not, indeed, this is not a malchus of parshas hamelech, that for that we need kol umasenu, we need the entire nation, which is what the Rambam is talking about in Halacha Gimel, that you need a novi and a sanhedrin. Nevertheless, al yedei kabolas Yisrael, there is a chalos in his anhaga as melech. And therefore, if somebody rebels against him, he is moire b'malchus. And according to other tevutzim in Tosfos, the parshas hamelech also applies to him. So, al yedei kabolas Yisrael chayil bei hanhoga kemelech. If the Jewish people accept him, there is now hanhoga like a king. And the meila, he has the chiyuvim of the melech. Moireid ben malchus and parshas hamelech. But a mitzius of melech from the parsha of suim tosim, who has the mitzvahs essay of minui melech, that special mitzvahs assay of minui melech, of appointing a king, is only b'yekabetz kol umasenu. It's only when the entire nation is united by this king. And that's based on a novi and a sanhedrin. And on this malchus, there is no din of Beis David. Because She'enu ela ala melech shemitparshes sointosim olecha melech. ומטעם זה מבואר בירושלמי בהוריות, פרק ג' הלכה ה', מלך שמת, כל ישראל רואים במלכות. So it's a completely different zach. It says that Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, that's a proper king. But then you have a king who also has anhag of a king. And he doesn't have to be Makabitz Kol Meseinu. And for this reason, we see in the Yerushalmi and Horios that if king dies, all the Jewish people are Roy Lamalchus. What do you mean? We require Dafka Mibes David. But rather, the Yerushalmi is talking Bizman Hazeh, that there is no Melech Al Kol Yisrael. He's only Melech Al Yedei Kabolas Ha'am, through the accepting of the nation, they are Makabal upon him as king. And here there's no din of Beis David Dafka. And that was the gedder of the kings of Malchei Yisrael until Yehu, Shehoya Mitzad Kabolas Ha'am. Ve'alzeh Omru B'Yerushalmi, Shemiyehu Ve'elach Shemolchu B'loi Kabolas Ha'am, She'ein Lem Klal Din Melech. So that was the gedder of the Malachim of Malchei Yisrael until Yehu. That was because of Kabolas Ha'am. And on that it says in the Yerushalmi that from Yehu and onwards, that they ruled without the acceptance of the nation. They b'chlal don't have a din of a melech. And Beis Chashmonoi, that did not rule al Yisrael, ela al Shevet Yehuda, shehoya be'eretz Yisrael, lo hayu melochim, miparshas soim tosim, ela mikabolas ha'am. So the Beis Chashmonoi, ruled over Shevet Yehuda, that was in Eretz Yisrael, were not kings from the parsha of Soim Tosim, but rather because the nation accepted them. And in such an instance, there is no din of Beis David. And Adrabba, they were Mechadesh Malchus Yisrael, like the Rambam writes. And therefore, we quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam says, Gevaldik Zach. Because this is an Andrusot Malchus. This is not the classical Malchus of Soim Tosim. And therefore they weren't over on any Isser. And therefore the Rambam says that it's part of the Yeshua. In the Keren Oiran Horios, he writes that a Nasi of a Shevet brings a Soir when there's no king. As a king would bring when he does an Avera, so too the Nasi of the Shevet. And he proves this from the Malchei Yisrael that bring a Soir. So he writes, Lehedya, that a din Malchei Yisrael is just a Malchus and part of the nation like a Nasi of the Shevet. And it is enough for Dinei Malchus to have Kabbalas Ha'am, Vehein Hein Advarim She'amarnu. Ube'emes Kol Zeh Mefurish Beran B'Sanhedrin B'Daf Chof, that we quoted. We quoted earlier, writes that you can't say that Achav didn't have a din melech. Shalom lichu me'ashamayim. Adrab, haya lo din morid b'malchus beis David. Shekevan shekora Hashem ha'mamlocha. Mi beis David v'hiniach lo rak shevet Yehuda bilvad. Shuv einu morid. B'chol melech shem lichu ha'aseras ha'shvot emaleim. Din melech yesh lo lechol dovor. Don't say that Achav didn't have a din melech because they didn't make a melech from Shemayim and that he was a moired b'malchus beis David. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the malchus from beis David. They only ruled over Yehuda, and Achav is not a moired b'malchus. And any melech that they were mamlechem over the aseres hashvatim has a din melech lechol dovor, says the Ran. So we see that since they were only kings over the 10 Shevatim, we don't need Hamlocha Mishamayim, that they be crowned Mishamayim. It's enough that the Aseres HaShevatim make him king. And that's Kiblu Aleim, like we quoted from Birat Baz in the third paragraph of Hilchos Melachim. And he's also not Morid B'Malchus Beis David, because he's not a Melech al Kol Yisrael. B'nei David B'Lavach, he couldn't be Molech, and what the Malchei Yisrael were ruling over, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped away the Mamlocha from them. So that's like we've been saying. Okay, so now we see this Yisod, and we definitely want to develop it, that there's a Malchus that Kibru Alem Kol Yisrael, and then there is a Malchus Beis David, which is Yikabe to Meseinu from the parish of Sim Tosim. And Mirza Hashem Yizborach Shemo, in the next shir, Belin Neder, in the coming shir, we will expand, develop, flesh this out, and we will see continuing Neflois Mitoiras Hashem. This is Gevaldik. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Belin Neder, we shall continue.